We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Jardine Coleman as the school board meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Robinson Education Center. A couple of second readings tonight on old business. We'll start with that first because some pretty significant items here. Item one there is the naming of the new elementary school, Oliver Brown Elementary School.
I'd like Jardine to jump in on this one because he was part of that committee that went through over 120 recommendations to come up with a name.
Yes, we had a really great group of just diverse points of view from the community, and we sifted through a very long list of of recommendations that were all given by community members, and we researched the individual submissions, and we narrowed it down, and we really felt like it was important for us, just given where we're at in the world today, it was important for us to recognize a person of color. And like Eric mentioned at the last meeting, we had originally suggested Linda Brown, who was the student that sort of is umbrella under the Brown v. Board court case. And when we contacted the family, they really explained to us that it was really her dad who was the person who kind of pushed that agenda forward. And so the committee was unanimous in agreeing to go with the family's recommendation. And I was very excited to be able to make that A1 motion last week on the phone. And so I'm excited to be there in person. And I hope that we can finalize this and move forward with the new school.
Now, this is significant because, as I understand, to our knowledge here, there's not another Oliver Brown Elementary School.
There's not.
This will be the first one.
The first. We also were really excited about that, being the first.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Great news. And where, as far as the next step here, once you get the naming, which I believe that'll pass unanimously here tonight, but what's the next step after that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
We start having the conversations about mascot, school colors, some of those things that always come with the school. So we'll be getting that here in the near future, probably after the holiday break.
Right. Do you guys think there will be maybe a portrait of Oliver Brown in the new school?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's significant, and at least something explaining just his significance in history, I think, is important.
Yeah.
And we did talk with his daughter, who has agreed to help us in terms of similar to what we have at the high school with the display case, that have something there, letting people know about the significance of the court case and some artifacts and historical documents, things like that, that we can put in the school to help educate anybody who comes into the school about the importance of that Supreme Court case and what it did in terms of overruling separate but equal policies. Hmm. So we will have definitely have educational opportunities associated with the school.
That's fantastic.
And as far as that building, where is it at in the construction process right now?
It's a lot of dirt right now.
It's a lot of dirt. It's gone out to bid.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got that here. Because these are, like we've talked about before, these timelines are kind of moving targets. We've got rough ideas, but it's currently out to bid. The bids are going to be returned back on December 23rd. And then we've got a facilities and growth committee that always looks at these things before it goes to the board. It goes to them January 15th and then to the board January 22nd. So it's out to bid. We're moving forward with that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good to hear. Nice to hear that it has a name, and we'll be learning much more about that in the coming weeks here. Another item on old business tonight is the Jewel litigation, which I know a lot of schools have signed on board with.
Yeah, the representative attorney came and spoke to us two board meetings ago initially, and really just explained kind of their perspective on just how they were going to move that case forward and just some of the statistics around Juul use and health risks for teens. We had just a preliminary discussion about what does it mean for the board. We don't want to use taxpayer money to get involved in a litigation. And the attorney was very clear that there is no financial impact on school districts that get involved. We will be a part of any kind of financial output that happens if the case is won. And if the case isn't won, there is no financial loss for us. And so we felt like that was a very low risk situation to get involved in.
And I know I've had a couple of people ask me, well, why would the school district want to be involved in something like this? Don't you have enough going on? But you know, the Surgeon General came out with information about how dangerous the e-cigarettes are and the high nicotine content, and something like 900% increase in the use of e-cigarettes by students from 2011 to 2015, and that it's just skyrocketed even more since then, and that it is creating health risks for our students now and in the future. And you know, there was such a trend away from smoking and from cigarettes, and now we're seeing, you know, so much of that progress is being undone. So, and there's also the Surgeon General talked about schools have a responsibility to educate and to protect students and to put things in place for that. Well, that costs money, that takes time, that takes people. And this litigation, part of it is punitive, and part of it is to recoup some of the resources that are necessary in order to help with these students, because there's discipline issues, there's education issues, there's familial issues, just a lot of things that go along with it. And that's one of that reason. Also to take a stand against that, this is a concern that we promise to keep our students safe from all kinds of threats to the schools. Well, this is a threat to their health that's kind of been in some ways imposed upon them through marketing and mass media, those kind of things. So that's part of it. And as Janine said, the board definitely had the conversation about we already collect most, if not all, of the data that's going to be needed for this case, that it's not going to take money out of our pocket, that we've got a contract with the attorneys as far as how they would recoup their costs involved. So I think kudos to our board for saying we want to take a stand with this.
Did the attorneys give you any sort of sense of how long something like this might take here? Because I know litigation can take several years.
No, they really haven't.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting to find out, what all comes of that here, and if districts do in fact get.
Well, if nothing, just how quick this has bubbled up is a concern. I mean, we've heard about it for a little while, but boy, all of a sudden, within probably the last, I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year, there's just been so much information that's come about with it that my guess would be. My hope would be it moves pretty quickly because of the health issues, the health concerns.
All right. Well, we'll continue to monitor that here going forward. Other items on the agenda tonight, in new business, you have a transportation vehicle purchase coming up here. Is that for, we were discussing ahead of time, but this is for winter snow removal?
Well, we've got two different items in terms of vehicles. We've got for the maintenance department, there's three tractors they're getting that are replacing three tractors that are really old.
Okay.
And they're for snow removal and for mowing. So I've got three of those. And then we've also got two vehicles for the transportation department. There's a 5-passenger vehicle and a 10-passenger van. And all of those are items that the board already has budgeted for those purchases, knowing we were needing them.
Okay. And we were talking ahead of the program, too. All this information is available online. You have the packet with you here, but those are online for people to view anytime.
Yes, they're posted the week prior to the board meeting. That's when we get them, and community members can view those. And we have a steady group of Facebook Live watchers that sometimes ask us questions that we try to address on there as well. So, yeah, if you ever have questions, past packets are available online as well. So,
and people can find those, and it's exact same information all the board members get. But if they go to our website at www.usd383.org, then there's a district button, and you click on that, and with that there's a drop down to Board of Education. Then under there's agendas and minutes, and it's all of the packet information.
And it's a lot of cleaner look here since you guys changed your website a few months ago.
Beautiful,
isn't it?
Yeah,
nice?
It's a nice change there. Yeah. So it's very user friendly. So all that information is available there.
Thank you for for calling attention to that, because people worked hard on that behind the scenes for quite a while to get it to that point, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is. Well, as far as other things here tonight, on the agenda, you have donations and grants every time. Any significant things there in the light of Giving Tuesday and giving season?
I've got that list here. Let's see. As always, we always appreciate the opportunity to list the donations and grants. So thanks for bringing that up, because these really do make a difference in our district. We've got a $500 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, Tyler Dowling Memorial Fund, to USD 383 for the FIT Closet. That's Families in Transitions Closet. $1,000 cash donation from Cowboy Running Company to Manhattan High School for Fellowship for Christian Athletes. $697.44 cash donation from Manhattan Rotary Club to Manhattan High School for Interact Club. So it's a total of $2,197.44 for donations and grants this board meeting.
Not bad. That's pretty good. And, you know, we had Giving Tuesday yesterday, and holiday giving continues here through the month of December and all year round. Anything else we should know about here, what's coming up tonight?
Be sure to check out the website, USD383.org, for all of our winter programming that's happening as the school semester comes to a close. And then the last day of school is Friday, December 20th.
Oh, man.
And is that a full day of school, or is that a... I imagine it probably is.
I think it's a full day. Okay. Yes. If it was a half day, I'm sure Michelle would have put that on here for us. So I'm sure it's a full day. Also, our next meeting, we've got the meeting tonight. Starts at 6:30. But the 18th, we have our legislative session. I think it starts at 5. Yeah, it starts at 5 o'clock. We'll meet with area legislators to talk about the upcoming legislative session, issues that are of concern to us in education and for our community. So that's at 5. And then the board meeting again that night, the 18th, would be the regular 6:30 board meeting time.
Okay. And then that's perfectly timed here, because a few weeks after that, the legislative session gets underway, and here we go again. Doesn't sound like school funding will be as big of a topic maybe this time around because of last year.
Now it's some of the conversation is about ensuring that the funding remains that was put in there, so that we don't have to go back for another court case saying you violated what it is you said you would do. So people are really watching for that. I know school board conference is coming up this weekend, and that's going to be one of the topics for conversation, would be the things to watch for. Making sure there's not any kind of a bait and switch involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that I'm going to be looking for is a discussion around continuing to fund the mental health intervention teams pilot programs around the state. I know that's been significant for our district, and I think about 14 other districts around the state. And so hopefully that money's continued and also increased to give more schools access to mental health services.
We hear about it all the time. That's a very important component here, and not just in education, but for a lot of things. So, school board meeting again tonight, 6:30 p.m. Robinson Education Center, and you can also catch those live on the Facebook page, and those are then archived on USD383.org. Marvin Wade, Jardine Coleman, our guests here this morning. Thank you for being here, and if I don't see you again, have a happy holiday.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, stay tuned. More In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.